Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
It's Pat and JT. Instagram, Twitter, and also on Facebook. I'm 402-403-9478. You can text us, voicemail us, whatever you want us.
All that good stuff. So is anybody else sick this week? Like, we've got, like, I don't know, a handful of people that have been sick this week at work.
Yeah, it's all and it's all the same garbage.
Yeah, yankiness. It's like fever, joint aches. I mean, otherwise I feel fine.
Other than a fever sweat.
I just want to go lay down. That's all I want to do.
Other than I sleep 26 hours a day, I have a fever and I'm sweaty, but otherwise I feel fantastic.
Okay. I'm not nauseous. Okay. I haven't thrown up. So that to me is, I feel great if I'm not nauseous. I feel great. But yeah, super tired. I was telling Pat, I said, the house, I turned the temperature down the house because I was burning up this morning. I couldn't get cooled off, right? Mm-hmm. And the temperature was set at like 65 in the house. But last night I couldn't get warm. And I was like, oh my God, pile on the blankets. But anyway, 'tis the season, I guess. Who knows? And, whatever. I haven't been sick in so long. I don't remember the last time I had anything like this at all.
The last time I really felt yucky was my post-COVID glow. COVID shot. Not COVID. COVID shot. Where I said I would never do that again. Never do that again. Ever. I will never do that again.
Yeah. It's like pretty awful, right? It's
yeah.
Like, for some people it is, man.
So. For speaking of nauseous, last Friday, this is kind of it's nauseous. It has nothing to do with being sick, but it's nauseous. Anna Bellinghausen from Herd at Sports was up here last Friday, and I was getting ready to go to the gas station I wasn't going to go get a tornado. I didn't even know what I was getting. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I went and I walked by her office. I'm like, hey, you want a tornado? Just as a joke. And she's like, oh, sure, I'll try one. I was so excited because nobody ever takes me up on that offer except for
because they know what's in them.
But she didn't. Well, so I bought three different kinds. My go to a tornado is the little roller meat at Quick Trip or whatever.
Buc-ee's.
And so I got the buffalo chicken one, little chicken stick. And then they had a new flavor. It's the buttermilk ranch, same exact chicken stick, but it was buffalo ranch. And then I got her a taquito that is like the primo.
It's
like their filet mignon.
Yeah, I like the taquitos.
So I came back and we have this on video. I'll have to try to get it for Friday so we can play this on our Friday live show for our Facebook Live.
Could this be the inaugural Pat's Pantry? Maybe we shift gears a little bit where you get people to try things.
Try this. Hey, do you wanna? Whatever, dot, dot, dot.
Eat this.
She, first of all, it was hilarious. And this wasn't on video because it was very unexpected. When I brought them in her office, it was so jarring to her because she didn't expect it to look like a hot dog. I don't know what she was thinking. But she literally gasped. And then she took a bite of the buffalo chicken. And you know what? It's funny. I'll just play it on Friday, the video on Friday, so I won't go through it. But it made her, long story short, it made her nauseous. like that afternoon, like the rest of the day. So
join us Facebook Friday.
Facebook Friday, yeah.
We'll have the video for you. That'll be great.
It was fun.
So fantastic. All right. Just saw a really cool story, and I'm like, get out of here. Lion King is celebrating 25 years. Yeah.
That's crazy. Lion King on Broadway or Lion King?
On Broadway.
The movie.
It came out, I guess, in 94, something like that, as an animated short or something, an animated story, and then they turned it into what it is like in 97 98, and 25 years of that. I was like, get out of here, that's crazy. I remember seeing it like in the early 2000s, which is crazy too.
Yeah.
But they said since it's been open, they've had 27 productions that filled 112 million seats on Broadway, And they've also been on every continent but Antarctica. Nobody can go there too. You know that. That's another conspiracy theory. We'll not get into that right now. Anyway, but it's grossed over $10 billion. Isn't that crazy?
It's not bad.
Lion King, yeah, it's great.
Side note, I always have to try to relate everything back to the Real Housewives. One of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or Orange County? Beverly Hills, I think. I don't. One of those. Her husband was one of the animators on Lion King, the movie, a long time ago. One of the creators and whatever. Yeah, and he was an actual animator. He was one of the producers of the movie.
One of the animators. Sure, okay. When it first hit.
Yeah, so he was,
They had it.
Of the original movie.
The story kind of, it was like they had the animation and then it was like, I want to bring this to life. And then brought these pictures, which the sketches are amazing, of what they envisioned, these people wearing masks. So you could see the people, but you had the suspension of disbelief. So you were able to make them look like a lion, or you'd make them look like Rafiki, or, you know, like that. And it didn't, at first, nobody was buying it. Like they were trying to pull it together, and the people she was working with trying to sell the idea of this, they were like, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. There's just look at all you can see is people's legs. You see people's legs in stilts, and you see this and that. Nobody's going to believe that that's the animals. And then you think about the production. Uh-huh. When you're in it, you don't even see the people.
No.
And they're in full view.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Your mind, you convince yourself what you're watching. Like your mind shuts it out.
It's this is what I want to see. This is, and so a perfect example of being able to see or hear exactly what you want to is The Lion King.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anybody can do it. So I thought that was pretty cool. Channing Tatum is coming back one more time with his G-string.
Magic Mike,
Last Dance. Dun, dun, dun.
Thank God I was never cast in a movie ever like that, where I had to stay in shape, and then you like feel the pressure of having to do all these sequels. Because he makes a ton of money for that, and it's just like, and what's the Wolverine?
Yes.
I mean, him. Jackman. Anybody that's cast, unless you're like the Joker or Penguin, if you're cast as a superhero, you're screwed if there are sequels because you can't let yourself go.
The first Magic Mike came out 10 years ago. Holy crap! So yeah. The number 3 is coming out. So with Selma Hayek, by the way, of course, someone else who looks perfect.
Right.
So, yeah, right. Some will be watching for that. What else did I have here? Just to, like, catching a few stories. Oh, I know. Elon Musk is such a disruptor. He is such a disruptor. There was a story in, what was it at? Was it in the page six? And they were talking about Jimmy Fallon. Apparently, well, there's a hashtag that's out there. I didn't see it until after the fact, but there's a hashtag, rest in peace, Jimmy Fallon. RIP Jimmy Fallon is the hashtag. And I don't know if it's somebody that just wanted him to go away. We don't want to watch you anymore. We don't like you. But he took it as it's a death threat. And this is awful.
Gosh.
And people were really overreacting. Ah! And so the story is about the fact that he posted at Elon Musk, can you help me with this? And Elon Musk replied with what?
He's taking the hashtag RIP Jimmy Fallon as a death threat.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Calm down just a little bit.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a headline. I'm going to say. But so there's that. What else is going on? I don't know. I saw this. I don't know if anybody cares. Does anybody go to Disney World anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I know people do, but from around here, you ever hear people like planning their vacations to go to Disney World?
Yeah.
It's expensive.
It's super expensive. I knew a family a couple of years ago that took their husband, wife, and 5 kids to Disney World. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy expensive for a day. It's just under $200, right, for a ticket.
Well, they just changed it. That's going to be effective as of next year. Right now, the prices were at $109 was the lowest ticket. One day ticket to any of the theme parks was $109. They're going to change their prices, and the top of the line price is going to be $189. You could still get a $124, but I don't know what the restrictions are. But they said that most of the tickets will be closer to the $189 price, specifically over Christmas and New Year's, of course. And then the pair of tickets, $189 a piece. And then they had some other ones in here, and they were talking about some of the IncrediPass. I don't know what all that involves. I was trying to find, like, it has admission, 5 reservations, at a time anywhere, no blackout dates. I don't know, blah, blah, blah. But that is like $1,300. No, $1,400. I don't know what these mean. Sorcerer pass is $1,000. Pirate pass, everything. It's crazy. That is a lot of money. And that's not even your hotel.
Right. And then if you're going to stay on property, that's even more expensive. Jeff Lewis, from his Jeff Lewis Live thingy, he was very happy. He took his daughter to Disneyland, not World, in California.
California.
Somebody took a picture of him and posted him on the DILFs of Disneyland. Like, you know, and he's so happy about that. So, but he was talking about that, the story of them going, and they go multiple times. His daughter loves it, but he'll buy, instead of just a pass to go and go in, they have like packages where you have a person that takes you around, like a, not escort,
but a guide.
Yeah.
Like
a guide. And then you get a cut in line, you get the fast pass or whatever. And it's actually like not that, if you're thinking about $200 a ticket, and if you take four people, you know, that's almost a grand right there. And then I think it was like $3,000. You get lunch, a guide, and all day for, I think, five people or four people at the park. Like, that's all day long. If you're going to go,
Yeah. Exactly. If you're going to do it, do it. You know, just take all the hassle out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not try to nickel and dime it. If you're going to go, go. But I do know that, yeah, Disneyland is probably less expensive than Disney World. Have you ever been to, I've been to Disney World one time. Like I said, if it hadn't been free, I wouldn't have gone. But
yeah, I was at World a long time ago, like with my grandparents in like 88 when I was 13. Yeah. That was it. And I wouldn't go back. I had zero desire to go back.
Mm-mm. I'm like, Disneyland. I think I've been there a couple times, and that was not like, oh, I can't wait to jump on the rides. You know, it was just fun to go. It was like one of those check a box. Been here. Saw it. Okay, this is good. But that was about it. But wow, man, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the only other story I had was Mariah Carey losing a court case, which I just was like giddy. She was trying to trademark Christmas. She wanted to trademark Queen of Christmas. Because she is the Queen of Christmas, as you know, right?
Yeah.
So she wanted to trademark Queen of Christmas, Christmas Princess, Princess or Christmas Princess, Princess, I don't know, all variations. And there's an actress that kind of like stepped up and pushed back, or a singer, one of the two. But she said, nah, I don't think that's a good idea. And so she challenged her in court and said that nobody should have a trademark on Christmas.
Except maybe Jesus.
And, well, that's it. Mm-hmm. It's already got a trademark, right?
Yeah, it kind of came with it.
Yeah. So Mariah wanted to use it to merchandise because she wanted to sell perfume and all this Queen of Christmas crap that she wanted to sell. But she said, there's no way. Here, the quote from the woman: Christmas is a season of giving, not taking. It's wrong for an individual to attempt to own and monopolize a nickname like Queen of Christmas for the purpose of abject materialism. Have you met Mariah?
I mean, that's going to be on her gravestone.
It'll be Queen of Christmas, I'm sure.
No, it'll be Queen of Abject Materialism.
Abject Materialism.
Yeah, that's Mariah all day long.
So Mariah lost that battle. So don't have to worry about seeing Queen of Christmas perfume anytime soon.
Which is so funny. It's like, if she wants to trademark it and try to sell it, awesome. Just don't buy it. Like, let her try. Let her try all day long. Just don't buy it.
I suppose. It's just that other people couldn't use the word Christmas in the titles of things.
Well, that's
if she does that. That's where she could sue other people for using the word Christmas
mm-hmm.
in their products. Right now, everybody can. It's like singing Happy Birthday.
So she was trying not just to trademark Queen of Christmas. She was trying to trademark the word Christmas altogether. Well, that's ridiculous.
You couldn't use any of those or variations thereof, because it would be confusing to the public, because you know you're trying to buy or sell whatever you're selling. So anyway, I thought it was kind of haha.
Good on that singer lady. We're standing up against Mariah.
So, and she's relatively, I think some people probably do know who she is, but relatively unknown. But she just kind of like, I don't think so. Mm-mm. So good on her. She got in TMZ.
Sweet.
So loved it. So anywho, big thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union for being our partners and hanging out with us all this year. We're almost into the holiday season. Can you believe 5-6 weeks and the year's over?
Nuts. Absolutely crazy.
Thanksgiving just around the corner. As a matter of fact, hope you all got your turkeys. Don't delay. Turkey, the turkey supply is dwindling at the stores. So get out there and go grab your turkey. I have a frozen bird on my back patio right now.
It may be a little too late to start that savings account to buy the turkey. Turkey's a little more expensive this year.
They are too. Oh my God. It was like, well, I got to say it was a pretty good deal, but it was more expensive than it was last year. But yeah, definitely. Oh my God. And that's what Centrus is. They're wanting to help you out with that. It might be too late for Thanksgiving, but they might be able to help you out for Christmas. Definitely for 2023. They've got all kinds of savings plans that are put in place and it's federally insured and CUA.
402-334-7000 or centrusfcu.org. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Thank you. Yes.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.